message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
And we shout a big hallelujah. Family intervention for diverse wonders. Family intervention for diverse wonders. I welcome you to this service. How many of us are following us on Facebook or on Instagram? If you are following us on Facebook, can I see your hand? Okay, good. If you are following us on Instagram, can I see your hand? Wow. If you are not, you are missing a lot. Am I right? You are missing a lot. We have upgraded. Please ensure you are... Can you just flash the address so that they can... Please ensure that you are following these two, the Facebook, the church Facebook will be displayed. Also the Instagram. Very, very important. You don't want to miss any of these two channels. They are so, so important, and they are loaded. They are loaded. And also, once in a while, also, our personal Facebook, we also try to ensure that some of these things are also pushed through them. But it's not as much as these two channels. Please endeavor to join follow those two channels from today. And as you do that, the Lord will bless you in Jesus' name. Also, when you see things on the screen, please try to share with your friends, your neighbors and all, so that you can also, through that avenue, win multitude to God in the name of Jesus. Family is a combination of father, mother, and the extended relations. Family is a solution to many of the deepest needs of men and women. Family is a major solution to some of the deepest needs of a man and a woman. And that's why the devil is trying to do all he can to send men and women out of their Garden of Eden, just like he did for Adam and Eve in Genesis chapter 3, verse 24. Genesis 3, verse 24. The devil does not want men to enjoy. Says, so he drove out the man and he placed at the east of the Garden of Eden cherubims and a flaming sword which turned every side to keep the way of the tree of life. Man was sent out of comfort. Was sent out of Eden. Jesus came to restore us. But devil still wants to ensure that at all costs, families are sent out of their Eden. But I speak in the name of Jesus that your family will not be sent out of his Eden in Jesus' name. Your family will not be sent out of Eden in Jesus' name. Quickly this morning as a foundation, what are the benefits of family? I'll just give us few because of our time. Benefits of being in a family. Is number one, it solves the problem of loneliness. Being in a family solves the problem of loneliness. Genesis chapter 2, verse 18. Genesis chapter 2, verse 18. The Lord says, and the Lord said, it is not good that man should be alone. I will make him a helpmate for him. God himself knows that loneliness is a problem. And he used family, the man, the woman, and the children, and the family, to solve that problem of loneliness of man. In Psalm 68, verse 6. Psalm 68, verse 6. The Bible says, God setteth solitary in families. Psalm 68, verse 6. God setteth solitary. God setteth solitary in families. He bringeth out those which are bound with chains, but the rebellious dwell in the dry land. So God, when we are talking about solitary, it refers to loneliness. So God uses family to deliver a man from being in solitary or in a solitary state or in a state of loneliness. Hello. Is somebody getting what I'm saying this morning? One of the major benefits of family is that family does not allow a man to be lonely. That's why as a man, as a woman, as children, particularly couples, you must not be living together yet allow your husband to be lonely yet you are in the house. Don't allow your wife to be in the house. Yes, she's feeling like you are not around. I heard a story of a church where they said they wanted to give widows blessing after the service. They said, please, if you are a widow, please wave your hand. Let us see your hand up. And eventually, please stand up. And many stood up. And a woman that was right beside her husband also stood up. So the man said, widow, okay. Sorry, my friend, sit down. He said, what do you mean? You are alive, but you are not alive. At least the woman is living in loneliness. It's like the man is not in existence. May your own home never be like that. I say, may your house never be like that. He said, let me stand as a widow. It's like you are not around. I'm not feeling that you are available at all. So let me get what they want to give to a widow. I will know that at least I'm more or less like I'm a widow with a living husband. Two, benefit of family is companionship. Many are married, but they are not friends. What is a companion? A companion is one with whom you share your hopes, your dreams, and your aspiration. A companion is somebody that is a friend. That's why when we are counseling young people about to get married, we tell them, marry your friend. Marry somebody that you find it easy to communicate with. Marry somebody that you enjoy talking to. You are excited when you are. If you are not careful, if not for caution and training, you can talk with the person for the next 10 hours and you feel bored. That's why it amazes me when some people want to get married. And then when some people are in a marriageable age. And then maybe their friends now say, this lady, why didn't you marry? They say, she's my friend. We are too close. You want to marry your enemy? You are too close. That is the person you should marry. She knows everything about me. We talk. We are too close. No. You want to marry somebody that you cannot communicate with? One of the benefits of family is that it provides companionship. In Proverbs 18, verse 22, it says, whoso findeth a wife, findeth a good thing, and obtaineth favor from the Lord. Whosoever findeth a wife, findeth a good companion. What some versions say. If you find a wife, you find it a good companion. You have found a friend. You have found somebody that you can relate with. Found somebody that you like speaking to, talking to all the time. And this companionship involves physical companionship, spiritual companionship, emotional companionship, and of course sexual companionship for those who are married. Number three, benefit of family. Still under the foundation of this message is procreation. The effect of marriage is procreation or raising of godly seed. Procreation. Listen to this. One of the major purposes of creation is procreation. One of the major reasons for creation of a human being is for the human being to procreate. According to Genesis chapter 1, verse 28. Genesis 1, 28. And God said unto them, and God blessed them, and God said, be fruitful. Someone say, be fruitful. If you are saying it, God will make you fruitful. Be fruitful and multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowls of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the face of the earth. So, one of the first blessings that God gave to man is, be fruitful. I speak to every family here, trusting God for children. You will be fruitful in the name of Jesus. I say you will be fruitful in the name of Jesus. I say you will be fruitful in the name of Jesus. A family is for raising of godly offspring. It's one of the benefits of a family. A family is for raising of good offsprings, good children. Abraham raised Isaac. Isaac raised Jacob. Jacob raised Joseph. Joseph raised Manasseh and Ephraim. So it goes on and on and on and on and on. One of the benefits of family is the ability to procreate and to be able to bring forth goodly children that will be raised in the knowledge of the Lord. Let me just give you one more point on the benefit, then we'll go into the full message this morning. Fourth benefit of family is the corporate glorification of God. Corporate glorification. As a family, you come together to glorify God. To send the devil out of your family and to send him out and to send him out completely. Through the glory, you exalt God together. You worship God together. You celebrate God together. You magnify God together. You fast together when you have challenges. Set out time to wait on the Lord together. Completely as a family. Every one of you kneeling down or standing up, glorifying God, is one of the benefits of the family. Ladies and gentlemen, beloved, what are the ways to diverse wonder for a family? How can a family get into diverse wonders? And I'll be giving you as many points as God will help me to before my time is up. Ways to diverse wonders for a family. Number one is the breaking of curses limiting a family. The breaking of curses. One of the major problems that hinders family from enjoying wonders are curses. C-U-R-S-E-S. Curses. Curse delay. Curses. Curse hardship. Curses. Curse frustration. Curses. Curse failure. Our God is not a God that wants us to be cursed. According to Galatians chapter 3, verse 13 and 14. Galatians 3, verse 13 and 14. One of the major reasons that Jesus came is to break curses in our families. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. Next verse now. That the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. So, Christ came to ensure that your family no longer operates under a curse. If you notice in your family that there are some things that are operational in your father's life, and you are seeing them coming again in your life, it's a reflection of the transference of curse. When you notice that something is operational in your mother's life and is negative, and you are seeing it coming again, appearing again, and again, and again, no. It shouldn't be. Somebody says it shouldn't be. God does not want it to be like that, and it will never be like that for your family in the name of Jesus. So curses always delay wonders in the family, and it hinders the family from assessing the best that God has to offer. In Deuteronomy 5 verse 9, Bible says that we should not bow to any other God. But anybody that bows to any other God, he said, up to thee, said, thou shalt not bow down thyself unto them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the father unto the children, unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me. But when a family has a problem, when a family has a challenge, or forefathers have gone against God, maybe worship idols or kill people for sacrifice, the Bible says, until the third and the fourth generation, they will still be suffering that problem. Except the person is connected to the right mantle, connected to the right anointing, that can allow that curse to be wiped off. Privilege, I noticed some things early in the life of some people in my family, my father and some other people, and I said, these kinds of things, I don't want it. I don't want it. It's not my portion. And then follow the channel as instructed, getting all those things cleared out. The prayer is that everything that is in your life that is unwanted, does not want you to experience peace in your family life and in your destiny, every such thing shall be bulldozed out this morning in the name of Jesus. It shall be bulldozed out this morning in the name of Jesus. It shall be bulldozed out this morning in the name of Jesus. So, ways to diverse wonder for your family, number one, is to break the curse. And we're going to do that a lot this morning. Break every curse. Clear them. Crush them. Kill anybody that wants to stand in our way. Each person feeling his or her destiny. Number two, way to diverse wonder for the family is to surrender to God's order on marriage and family. There is an order. God has placed order in the family. The family is an organization. And in an organization, there must be order. There is a way things are done. My place. Say, this thing, this is the way we do it in our place. It is a taboo in another place. As a Christian, there are some rules. There are some rules and regulations that governs family administration. And the summary of it all is in Ephesians 5 verse 33. Ephesians 5 verse 33. Husband, 33. Husband, love your wife. And wife, nevertheless, let every one of you in particular so love his wife, even as himself. And the wife, see that she reference her husband. This is the summary. This is the summary. I call it the oneness order. According to Ephesians chapter 5 verse 31, oneness. Because when you get married, you leave your father and your mother. You and your wife become one. Ephesians 5:31. Media work with me to facilitate speed and efficiency. For this cause shall a man leave his father and his mother, and shall be joined unto his wife, and they two shall become one. That is the oneness order. You can't be married and your mother-in-law is still controlling your house. Your mother is still controlling your house. At least when your wife does something small, you quickly report back to your mother. Like, mommy, see what this person did today. And your mother will now give you direction on how to slap her or how to handle her. I mean, it's an aberration. It's a taboo. It's uncalled for. They have lived their own life. You have to live your own life according to the dictates of the Holy Scriptures. Surrender your family to the dictates of the Scripture. Husband, love your wife with passion. When you love your wife, you love yourself. Ephesians 5 verse 28. Ephesians 5 verse 28. You love your wife like Christ loved the church. You know how Christ loved the church. Christ gave himself practically for the church. So what men to love their wives as their own bodies. He that loveth his wife, loveth himself. When you love your wife, you love yourself. When you shout on your wife, you shout on yourself. You shout on yourself. Hey, hey, this wife, you're an idiot. It means that you are a bigger idiot. Okay, for somebody to marry an idiot, what is the person? Ah, you are an idiot times three. Because you descended so low to marry an idiot. That's why you must not jump into marriage. But when you are inside marriage, you must know that this thing is for life. You must be careful how handle your wife as a man. Love must be there and must be obvious. Your wife as a woman, you must know that that man is the head. He's the head and the leader. You are the supporter and the home manager. Supporter of the husband and the manager. You are in charge of the home. For example, they come to your house and they see dirty. They won't look at the husband. It's the woman they will look at. So everybody has his own work to do. Lord, give us understanding. To surrender to God's order on marriage. If you want your home to have peace, there is an order. There's an order. There is a way family must be administered. Go against it. You go against assessing the wonders that God, because God will not stamp unrighteousness. Number three, way to diverse wonder for your family is to walk in love. Everything you do in your family, walk in love. Ephesians 5 verse 2. Ephesians 5 verse 2. And walk in love as Christ also had loved us and had given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savour. Any man or woman that wants to enjoy the blessings of God must walk in love. You must walk in love. You must walk in love. If your desire is for your home to be blessed, love is essential. Love is very crucial. And my prayer for somebody here this morning is that God will give you that grace in the name of Jesus. Say, God will give you that grace in the name of Jesus. There's nothing you can say you have in this world. If you don't walk in love, you are not of Christ. It's very easy to know somebody who is in Christ. They will walk in love. The easiest way to know if someone is not speaking in tongues that makes you sure that somebody is in Christ. It is your walk of love. Walk of love. Speak in love. Your words are not like dagger. You know, there are some words that are like dagger. You walk in love. You behave in love. One of the things I normally tell my children when they are having fights among themselves, I say, walk in love. Walk in love. This is your walk. Walk in love. Walk in love. Your sibling cannot be, maybe mommy just smack one of your siblings. Yeah, you are not jumping. Oh, wonderful. Ah, it's only 7 they gave you. They should have given you 21. It's a wrong idea. It's a bad way of living. It's a bad way of living. Walk in love. Your husband must not be playing football with other friends and he fall down and you are laughing. Well done. You know, your right leg should have break. You are not walking in love. Not walking in love. Your husband's greatest fan should be you. Your wife's greatest fan should be you. That's where it should be. Walk in love. Not that when your sibling has small issue like this, you go and carry drum. You begin to dance. You that sound. You know, I just communicated something to you. If you understand, no, walk in love. It's your siblings, walk in love. So listen to me. When you are talking about love, it doesn't mean that the person will show you love. It doesn't mean that the person will. The Bible says, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Okay, what else again? While we were still inside sin, Christ died for us. When you are talking about love, it doesn't mean that the man is perfect or the woman is perfect. A perfect woman is not in existence. This one boy I used to encourage him, get married. Married. Get married. He'll be telling me, sir, girls are very bad now. Girls are very bad. He told me that 5 years ago. 4 years ago, he told me that. 2 years ago, he told me that. Last year, he told me. This year again, he said, I say enough. What is it? You are the bad person. You are looking for a perfect woman. You are looking for a perfect woman. Okay, walk in love. Walk in love. And then easily you'll be able to fulfill your destiny in marriage and in home. And I pray, and in your home, and I pray that God will make it happen in Jesus' name. Ladies and gentlemen, because of a non-availability of time, I need to move very fast. Number four, now, praise to diverse wonders for your family is walk circumspectly, or you can call it walk wisely. Circumspectly is circumspectly. You can get that in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 15. Ephesians 5, verse 15. Walk circumspectly. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. Also look at verse 17 of the same place. Just go down a little bit. Verse 17. Wherefore be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. If you are going to enjoy your marriage, you must walk circumspectly. You must walk wisely. You must behave like a wise person in your conduct. A wise person does not say everything in his mouth. A wise woman does not say everything in her mouth. But women can talk very well. So when the man does something and you say everything, you are he's the one that was wrong. But when they bring somebody to judge the matter, they will say you are the one wrong. Why? Because you did not walk circumspectly. You said everything all at once in my place. They say cutting the neck is not the panacea or the solution to headache. No. Cutting the head. Say, came late. I will pour right poison inside your food today. What's going to happen? Walk wisely. You know that when you conduct yourself well as a woman, you will convert your husband from his wicked attitude, which he inherited from his great-grandfather, which you never knew. He's just like a carbon copy of the man. He's just like his own father. When you behave wisely, the heart of a man will melt. His hard-heartedness will melt. When he brings it hot, you bring it hot. I want to show you that I'm also a graduate. I want to prove to you that as you are very, very wise, I'm wise. You went to school, I went to school. And you are not the one that sent me to school. Oh God, when you know that your school is so important, why did you stay in your father's house? Orientation must change when you enter your house as a married woman. Because I don't like your dressing like this. Don't dress like that again. I don't like it. This way, I don't like it. Don't like this, I don't like it. You turn immediately. When you were cutting, there's a limit to his control. When he ends, when you have entered the house, my dear, I don't like too much of this in my soup. Please, reduce it. He said, no. That's how my mother used to cook it for my daddy. I cannot change. It's too late to change. At my age, do you think it's easy for me to change? You are not walking wisely. When you walk wisely, your husband's heart will melt. His hard-heartedness. This is, I'm a man. You will see that you'll almost be like the one in charge because you are walking wisely. I told you the story before of a woman who had a husband and she loved the man very much and was always taking care of her. And so the man loved her very much. If she says, no, dear, let's do this, you will do it. My dear, let's do this, you will do it. So the woman, the man's mother now went to call the pastor. The pastor, who's a very big man of God in this country, said, sir, the girl that we married that day, she's a witch. She's in remote control for my husband. Yeah. How come? He said, let's go there. Let's go and see how, you know how pastors sometimes we want to go and be the one that will solve big problem. But when she entered the house, they came to the house. The man was inside the house. The lady came to open the door. When she saw mommy and the pastor, said, mommy, you did not even tell me. I went on her 2 days. Then she looked back and saw daddy, and started greeting. And got up and said, come inside. They sat down. When they sat down, went inside quickly, brought cold water. And said, hello, call the other girl in the house. Please, bring juice, bring this. Said, please come, let me go and show you. Let me show you our house. Today is your first day in our house. Show that everywhere. The man went to say, please sit down, sir. I will soon be back with food. My husband will soon be out. Before the husband came out, hot food with nice aroma was already in place on the dining table. So she came on her knees. The husband, your food is ready. Mommy, your food is ready. Pastor, your food is ready. When they got to the dining table, reluctantly, the woman did not want to go, but the pastor said, let's go. When they opened the food, let us pray. When they prayed, after the pastor finished the food, he said, mommy,
These are the kind of witch that people should marry. If this is witch, if this person is a witch, then I think this he did that woman was not a witch. She just walked circumspectly. I can tell you sincerely that man is not a perfect man. I can tell you the man is not a perfect man. Do something sometimes. You'll be angry sometimes. You do something. But she walked and because of that, the man hold her in esteem, high esteem. Every woman here today, may your husband hold you in high esteem. Few exceptions to the rule whereby some men are so hardened hearted and their situation is very, very complex, and they are like the prince of the power of darkness in their community. Very wicked and brutal. But that's maybe one in 99. Anyone with us in such a situation, God will help you in the name of Jesus. Can I hear you say amen? What am I on now? Number five way to diverse wonder in your family is to ensure emotional satisfaction. Emotional satisfaction. In 1 Corinthians 7 verse 5, 1 Corinthians 7 verse 5, the Bible says, defraud ye not one another. Don't defraud your husband. Don't defraud your... When we say fraud, people think that it's only about banking work. The fraud we are talking about here is bigger than banking fraud. Because the Bible says, the husband is for the wife is for the husband. So, husband, don't defraud your wife. As small as this issue is, it destroys many families. You can press phone to the extent that you press phone, you press out the love in the heart of your husband out. Give your husband and your children attention. Don't make them emotionally barren. Don't make your wife to be emotionally barren. A place, they call some people very good outside but cannot be followed to the house. Very good socialite outside. Bobo, 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 bobo. But the wife can never say, this is my bobo. Maybe her bobo once in a blue moon. Maybe in Valentine or maybe during her bad day. You should be her bobo on a consistent, regular interaction in the family, with the children, having time together, spending time, talking together, spending intimate time together. Emotional satisfaction. Don't allow your children to almost not recognize you because you are chasing money. In my place, they say the child that you don't spend time with, you don't teach, is the one that will sell the house that you built with your money, with your sweat. I know you understand what I mean. A child you don't train. I'm too busy. I don't have time. Monday to Sunday. Every part of the year. The house you sweat like this to build. When the person dies, you just sell it off. May that never be your situation in Jesus' name. May that never be your situation in Jesus' name. Emotional satisfaction. Let your children know you love them. Hug them. Hug them tightly. Kiss them. Speak to them. Don't let it be harsh, harsh, harsh all the time. Hot all the time. There's sometimes a time of reflection, a time of love, a time that you let them know that you care about them. I pray that the Lord will give us the grace in Jesus' name. Somebody being blessed this morning already. Somebody being blessed this morning, shout hallelujah. I have a few more points, but do I stop here or I should just move on? Okay. So if you want me to move on, let's run through the 5 points quickly. Number one point is what? Number two, number three, number four, number five, number six, want to enjoy diverse wonder in your family is rejoice with people who are rejoicing. Life always has a way of giving you what you sow. If you want access to wonders in your family, celebrate with those who are celebrating. Appreciate those that God has appreciated. Don't despise them or condemn them. Don't display envy. To James chapter 3 verse 16, for where envy and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work. Wherever you see envy and strife, there's confusion, there's evil work there. Also in Galatians chapter 5 verse 26, let us not be desirous of vainglory, provoking one another, and envying. Don't let that be your portion. Envying one another. No, that shouldn't be your case as a Christian. When you see a family that God blessed before your own, give God glory for them. When you see a family that God is lifting them up, maybe they built a house before your own, maybe they bought a car and you are still trusting God. Don't worry yourself. Don't bother yourself. Don't give yourself much stress. God is still going to do your own and in a better condition, in a better state. Don't bother yourself. Don't give yourself problem. Be happy for them. Give God the glory for them. Don't allow anything called envy to be found around you. Now listen to this. Whatever you don't celebrate, you don't accommodate. Anything you don't celebrate, you can't access. That's the way life is. And you see somebody doing very well, you say, are these people? What is this? Nonsense. Nonsense. Nonsense breakthrough. Rubbish. This small. Is this what? Is this the kind of thing? And you have not even done half of that. In any family that will enjoy more wonders must appreciate God for others. Somebody's children, somebody's child entered into university before your own child. Thank God for her. Don't say, which course? History, education. Perhaps your own child has not even entered anyone at all. Not even studies. Has not even entered into any institution. Somebody had history studies. Is there history? Is he with learning history? You might think that history is what he or she is going to use to eat, and you'll be shocked that you might never use it for one day. Let your heart be open to everybody. Let your heart be happy about other people's upliftment. Celebrate them. Thank God for them. Thank God for your life. Thank God for what God is doing for you. Thank God for his blessings over your life. Thank God for his grace over your life. You and your wife, don't enter your bedroom and mock them. Because your mocking might be their making. Your mocking might be their making. So don't mock them. Mock them. Yeah. Look at them. Is this what they are supposed to be by now? May the Lord give us understanding. Say, may the Lord give us understanding. Just give us one more point, and then we'll go to pray because of time. Walk in the fear of the Lord in your family. Really want wonders in your family. Let your walk be a walk of the fear of God. Fear God. According to Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 13. Ecclesiastes 12, verse 13. Now, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandment. For this is the whole duty of man. This is the whole duty of man. Doesn't matter how great a family is. If people there don't fear God, they will soon fall. See a family, the father, the mother conspire to do evil. Just be rest assured, very soon they will come down. One of the greatest assets of your life is the fear of God. Walk in the fear of God. Teach your children with the fear of God. Let them know this is the right way to go. This is what to do. This is how it is. Let them see people who have done well with the fear of God. People like Job. In Job chapter 1, verse 1 to 3, there was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job. He was the greatest man in the East. Let them know people like that, like Daniel, who was very great in Daniel chapter 6, verse 10, who was still praying despite the fact that they were going to kill him. Let them know people like David, who though not perfect, was a man that praised God 7 times a day and prayed 3 times a day, minimum of 10 times a day appearing before God. Let them know ladies like Esther, who had passion for God and passion for her people, to the extent that she said, if I perish, I perish, and eventually she did not perish. Give them good examples of those that have made it in life because of the fear of God. You can't fear God and end up as a nonentity in life. You can't fear God and end up in shambles in life. My prayer is that every family represented here today, as God liveth, your family will be a testimony. Your family will be a testimony. Every man and woman here today, concerning your children, you will have testimonies. Concerning your children, you will have testimonies. Concerning your children, you will have testimonies. Listen, if you have boy or you have girl, it doesn't matter. What matters is this fear of God. You have a girl child. By the time she gets married, if it's a man child you want, she can have, like my mother, my father's mom was the only child, a lady, girl. She was the only child. When she married, she had 8 sons. 8 sons. I think 2 girls or so. It was a full house. It wasn't working. She was just having babies. Oh, your future will be alright. It's just that you are just too fearful. Your future will be alright. It's just that you are too scared for the future. That one. will become like 100 children for you. That 2 children will become like 200 children for you. Because of the quality of result that we have in life. Mark it. Your children will be very, very great. I say your children will be very, very great. They might still look very small today in secondary, in KG and all that. As God liveth, and I say this as a prophet, very, very soon you'll be thanking God for them. We send you overseas. We build you houses. We buy you goodly cars. We set up businesses for you. We send you massive allowances per month. They will buy you good clothes. They will not be disgraceful children to you. In the name of Jesus, so shall it be. Name of the Father, of the Son, of the Holy Spirit. Anybody blessed this morning? If you are blessed, shout a big hallelujah. Give Jesus a big clap, everybody. It's worthy to be praised. It's worthy to be
exalted. Wow! I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.